Good morning, America. This is Bill Brumbaugh, host of the Parks News on Republic Radio. Got a real interesting guest this morning. He should be with us in a minute. In the meantime, before he joins us, I would like to mention real quick, home prices dropped the biggest, the largest amount in 25 years during the last 3 months. Also, four major banks borrowed from the Fed, which is a joke because basically the four major banks are the Fed. It's just crazy what's going on, and most of America seems numb, dumb, and seems to have succumbed to the lies. It's like it's amazing how things are working out. Olaf, are you up with us? Okay, my guest is going to be Olaf Hagee. He should be with us in a minute. It's just astounding to me how we can continue to fall for stuff. I run a service here, an email service, that I put out a lot of email on, and people say, well, you're just being a worrywart. It's like you're being just somebody who's scared over nothing. I'm not scared over nothing. The fact is, China warned us that the West needs to deal with global warming. It's like, where's the main manufacture going on right now? It's going on in China. Where's the main pollution going on? It's going on in China. It's like they want to snuff us out as far as our manufacturing capability. And it's like, folks, we're already in major trouble. The consumer is being consumed. Olaf, you with us? Okay, I guess not.
Morning.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Olaf.
How you doing?
Well, just old age. No, it's like I'm looking forward to tonight's conversation we're going to have. Got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh, my goodness, do we? Yeah, this week Romney gave his famous religion speech. At least that's what they said he was going to talk about.
Well, and, it's like that was the allegation. That's not exactly how it worked out.
No, well, it was a little different than we expected.
Yeah.
And we also had a lot of new stuff coming out on the energy issue. And as usual, Congress and the president and everybody are all disagreeing about what to do, and they're all wrong.
Well, it's like, so it seems like the president is
nice
still pushing for the oil
backing. The wrong thing, that we can be sure that, that when they get locked up over it, that it won't hurt us too badly.
Yeah, hopefully
And we've got some interesting reports coming out of Europe about energy. And
it's like, we'll delve into that after the break. It's a major issue, though, and it's like people have not been paying proper attention. It's like they continue to buy the lie. It's like there was a town meeting on Tuesday, and everybody said I was crazy and paranoid.
Yeah, you were right on the money. There's a lot of very strange things happening out there. And we got a new poll out that's showing that the voters may be getting ready to surprise the pundits as to who's going to be on the tickets next year.
That'll be fascinating because it's like everybody keeps saying, well, Bush is a guy. It's like they love his brand of evangelism and stuff. But I think the fact is they'll find out that things are not going to work out the way they want. However, how are they going to work out? This is a question that we need to answer and appraise the people a little bit before we go too far. It's like, because I think the political scene right now is more crazy and mixed up than ever in this country.
Well, it certainly is in the Republican Party, and the Democrats are suddenly discovering that maybe Hillary is not the anointed queen of the country.
Exactly. I think she's unelectable, personally. I've said for a long time, everybody's telling me it's like Hillary's going to be the next president. I don't think it'll happen now. I've really reassessed my values on those. I don't think she's going to get elected.
Well, it depends on who the Republicans pick, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem. It's like, you know, or part of the reality. Condoleezza Rice is not in the mix. And from about 2002 to 2004, Bush was really pushing her. But the fact is, her personal problems, her litigation problems, have pretty much put the Republican Party in an uproar.
Yep. Four in a minute.
Yep. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. Bill Brumbaugh, Olaf Hagee, bringing you the Proactive News here on Republic Radio.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Okay, friends, we're back again. Bill Brumbaugh, Olaf Higgy. We'll give out Olaf's contact. Okay, it's like it's not cold here. It's like we'll give out his contact information right now because I don't want to forget to do it. Olaf, give out your contact information if you'd be so kind.
Oh, thank you, Bill. My contact information is really simple, folks.
Sorry.
You just go to the, time, T-I-M-E, quest, Q-U-E-S-T, the time quest, all one word, .com. And my email's there, and also the link to go to the CD ordering place. They've changed their name, by the way, to before 2012 and beyond, .com. And they have all of the stuff there, but I have a link right there on my website at thetimequest.com.
And, folks, mine is pretty simple. My website is proactivenews.com. I should get a change probably tomorrow. It's like I got everything figured out. It was not my fault. It was a web provider's fault, GoDaddy, but they've been a good service to me. Proactivenews.com. My email is bill@proactivenews.com. Ask me on my email list. I'll give you a trial on there. I ask the outrageous price of $5 a month for what's spreading across the nation. Again, is one of the great email sites because I put a lot of information out. I offer opinions on some of it. Some of it, I just ask the question, what do you think is going on? Because I love the input. So bill@proactivenews.com. My website is proactivenews.com. Olaf, my guest, what are we going to talk about?
Well, I guess the first thing up would be probably the Romney story. That's one that's been in the news very recently here. And, of course, we'll have to talk about energy because we barely got started on that last week.
Yeah, it's like I don't actually remember. I didn't record the show, so I'm not sure what we got off kilter on. I think I'm just not sure. But let's go ahead and pick up where we were at last week. But let's start out with the Romney story because the way he was going to define religion, according to his terms, it didn't exactly happen like that, did it?
Well, there was a very interesting report that most people didn't hear about from the Deseret News. They said that the folks back there in Salt Lake City...
Now, by the way, folks, Deseret News is a Mormon publication done for the Mormons.
Right. It's a Mormon magazine or news service. And they were very relieved that Romney did not talk about what Mormons actually believe. That is to say, he didn't go into any of their... shall we say, peculiar doctrines. But he did do something else. He claimed to be a Christian. And I thought that was rather strange, given what the Mormons actually believe, not so much about Christ, but about his father.
Well, it's like that's, you know, I ran into that problem about 20 years ago working for Jeremiah Films because I had no idea of the fullness of the Mormon beliefs. And it's like people like Ed Decker and some of the others I had talked to, they were dead serious about it. These were Temple Mormons, folks, Temple Mormons. You have to be high up in the agenda to become a Temple Mormon. It's like, and they told me, and it's like I just couldn't believe it until I read it from my own eyes.
Well,
it just, really amazed me what I found out.
Yeah. As you know, the Mormon belief system is very extensive. It's got an awful lot of teachings in it. And some of them are compatible with Christianity, but some of them are probably not compatible even with Judaism and Islam as far as the basic nature of God is concerned. That's where the problem really lies. When they start talking about Jesus, they're kind of distracting you. It's sort of like a magic trick where the magician says, oh, here, look, see, look at Jesus, while they distract you from who God is. But they have a very strange notion of who God is.
Well, so, you know,
I have a publication here on Mormonism, the teachings of Mormonism, and it's written by John H. Gerstner, who is a professor of theology. He has a PhD from Harvard University, and his Masters of Divinity and Masters of Theology are from Westminster Theological Seminary. This is not, you know, this isn't just a guy who fell off the turnip truck here. This is somebody who knows what he's doing. And he's quoting here from what Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church, and Brigham Young, who was his successor, said about the nature of God the Father. Okay, and here's a quote. Quote, God himself was once as we now are and is an exalted man, unquote. And that's from Brigham Young, Journal of Discourses, Volume 4, page 4. And then here's another quote. Quote, the Father has a body of flesh and bones as tangible as man's, unquote. That's Joseph Smith, Doctrines and Covenants, and he mentions that twice in 130.22 and 131.7. And that teaching's been repeated by many Mormon leaders over the years, Orson Pratt, Parley Pratt, James Talmadge, and others. So this is a very clear doctrine. They believe that Jesus was a man who became a god, that his father was a man who became a god, and that the father, that is to say God the Father, was the one who impregnated Mary in a physical, sexual sense. That the incarnation of Jesus was essentially, I guess, an adulterous act by the Father, since she was betrothed to Joseph at the time. So this is a very strange set of beliefs. But even more troubling is that they believe the universe is eternal, that matter is eternal, and that it is God who is new. And therefore, they do not believe, apparently, as I understand it, in a doctrine of creation, that is to say, a pre-existent God.
I was going to say, that kind of leaves some holes in the beginning, you know?
Yeah, so their teachings are actually compatible, I guess, with Scientology.
like, yeah, I found when I attended a Mormon church 20 years ago, there was very little talk about Jesus. I was had gone to the church because I thought I wanted to be fair. It's like there's very little talk about Jesus. There was talk about Mormon pariahs left and right. It's like, and the fact is, this is all supposition, because it's like, although there is historic reference, clear historic reference to the existence of Jesus and the apostles, there's next to nothing, or should I say nothing, involving the any Mormons from further back than pretty much Brigham Young. Brigham Young, Joseph Smith. It's like, and those people left a lot to be desired in terms of their beliefs, because I don't think there was anything in terms of historicity that I found involving the Mormons. Like, I really looked, and I had access to a fine library. I couldn't find anything.
Well, you know, all belief systems, if they're old enough, it's hard to document the early origins and so forth. The Mormons are fairly recent, however, so it's a little surprising. But, you know, one of the problems here is that it's not that the, I mean, look, if they want to believe that, that's fine. You know, it's a free country. We have freedom of religion here at the moment.
At the moment.
Don't pass another law in Congress outlawing that next. But we have freedom of religion at the moment, and we are able to elect anybody we want. And there's, you know, and if Mitt Romney gets elected president, you know, that's fine. He can believe whatever he wants. That's not the problem. The problem is when he tries to pretend that he's just another Christian denomination when he has these very strange views about the nature of Jesus and God the Father, which are obviously not shared by any other Christian denomination I know of.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah. I mean, and basically, their God the Father, if he's a man who became a God and not the God who created all things, then we've got a very different belief system here from any other Christian denomination out there. And I don't think any other Christian denomination would accept that. And, you know, that's why I think the Deseret News reported that everybody was relieved that he didn't go into those doctrines, because obviously if he had, we would have a very different election coming up. Instead, everybody's out there praising him, saying, oh, he addressed the issue. No, I don't think so. But that's
I
not
don't
the real
so
reason.
The fact is that
concerned
he
about
was...
Mitt Romney as president. That's
yes.
An economic reason. We get into that after the break, I guess, but...
It just amazes me how things turned out, because they said he addressed it, he didn't. It's like, the fact is, the news media, though, backed him and was really covering for him. It kind of surprised me.
Well, I think, there's a poll out that shows that the majority, well, about 50% of the American people would not be comfortable with a Mormon as president. Only 38% would be comfortable, and about 50% would be uncomfortable with somebody like Mitt Romney being president. And so the question becomes, you know, those are negatives almost on the scale of Hillary Clinton. Maybe secretly the Clintons would like to see Mitt Romney as their opponent.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah, he's got the as far as the religion issue is concerned, he's got the highest negatives by far of any candidate out there.
I don't know about that.
I mean, if you look at somebody like McCain,
Giuliani,
or Fred Thompson, or any of the Protestants running, the public says, as far as their religion is concerned, 80% would be comfortable with that, and only 13% uncomfortable. Giuliani, 79-16 in terms of a Catholic president. So, and of course, he's not much of a Catholic, considering he's divorced frequently there. And
so there's a list of comments he had mentioned,
kind of
too.
Wipes him off the map as far as the Catholic issue is concerned. So he probably has pretty high ratings on some of those
Actually,
things.
Actually, I sent out a list of comments
of
things he had said concerning his life. It's like, the guy's a filth pack. I mean, first of all, he's a multiple adulterer. The guy lied about 911. It's like, the fact is, everything I sent out was all documented where I got it and stuff. And it's like, now it got hacked off the web, got hacked off my website about a year ago. It's like, so I don't know what to say as far as that, but it's like somebody's putting some serious cash into backing Romney. They really are.
Well, we'll get into more after the break.
Okay. Well, this is the Product News here on Republic Radio. Bill Brumbaugh, Olaf Hagee is my guest. We'll talk to you in a minute.
take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, friends, Olaf and I are back. My website, again, is proactivenews.com. It's getting ready to change real quick. Should be real interesting. I've got a lot of new stuff. I've been collecting stuff about a year. To post Olaf's is timequest.com.
Yeah, make sure you put the in front of TimeQuest there, or you'll get somebody who's, I think, trying to import stuff from China. So, yeah, don't do that. You know, our stuff's made here in the United States. So, we're one of the last. I really feel isolated now. It's almost like everybody else is importing their stuff from China, and I don't know if the CDs themselves come from China or the tapes. They probably do at this point.
Well, pretty much everything in that genre is made in China now.
Else we do is right here in the USA.
Yeah, actually, I'm getting my stuff from Minnesota, so it's like I'm real particular about that. But the thing is, Minnesota, I think I have a feeling they're getting their stuff from China.
Yeah, well, a lot of the raw materials are coming from overseas. I don't know if it's all China. Some of it's South Korea. Some of it's the Japanese and Taiwan and so forth. But increasingly, China is just sort of gobbling up everything.
Yeah, you know, like, by the way, in regard to that, China has launched major attacks
against ours. I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, China has launched major hacker attacks against us of recent time. We've given them the technology. We've shown them how to do it. So it kind of makes sense. But people don't understand how important that is. I'll try and whip up a show together to do that. But it's like I've got about 20 articles on the Chinese, how long they've been hacking us, and they are getting really good at it. Anyway, so let's continue on, Olaf.
Yeah, I saw your news report on that on your email newsletter, which I hope people will sign up for. It's only, what, $5 a month, you say?
Well, that's it. I give them a trial of a couple weeks. It's like if they are not interested at that point and can't communicate with me and say, I can't afford it, but I'd like to get it. It's like at that point, then I just cut them off. But all they have to do is say, I can't afford it. I would like to get it. It's like, because I think I have some real good stuff in there.
Well, let's talk about Romney's economic positions, because there's some real question going on here. The Mormons tend to be tight money people, high interest rate people. And back in the 1920s and 30s, when Mariner C. Eccles was the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, he jacked up interest rates very dramatically. And the, you know, the Fed controls three basic rates. One of them is the interest rate you need to obviously borrow at the banking industry we're all familiar with. A lot of people don't know that there's another rate that the Fed controls, and that's the margin rate for buying stocks. And it basically tells you how much of the stock you have to pay for in order to buy a share of stock if you buy it on the margin. And when Mariner C. Eccles, who was later became the head of the Mormon Church, by the way, interesting that those are the two jobs that he's best known for, heading the Mormon Church and heading the Federal Reserve. Okay, so he headed the Federal Reserve first, and he was only in there, I think, for 7 years. And what he did was he jacked up the margin rate from 10%, meaning you had to put up 10 cents on the dollar to buy a share of stock, to 90%. And he did it, I think, in two jumps, first to 50%, which was a five-fold increase in how much money you had to put up, and then to 90%. And you can't raise the margin rate at much higher than 90% without essentially eliminating the existence of the margin rate altogether, because if you got to put up 100% to buy the stock, there's no margin, you see. So what that did was it took all of the people who bought stock on the margin essentially off the table in terms of buying stocks back in the 1920s, late 20s, and into the early 30s. And obviously, that caused the stock market to crash. And he was told that was what was going to happen. He didn't care because, you know, those tight-fisted people, they feel that you shouldn't be borrowing money. And so, therefore, the market crashed. And, of course, that brought down the banking system because back in those days, before Glass-Steagall, you were allowed to, as a bank, to invest in the stock market. They did that, and so the banks went under. And, of course, when the American economy and banking system crashed, foreign investors and foreign economy was brought down. The British pound was devalued in 1931, and from that point forward, you know, the whole world just descended into chaos. Next thing you knew, you had Hitler rising to power in Germany. You had World War II. You had the Nazis funding what was called the Muslim Brotherhood, which became Al-Qaeda. And out of that, we got 9/11 and the war on terrorism. Gee. Oh, and lest we forget, if for World War II, we wouldn't have seen the rise of communism in Eastern Europe. So much of what has happened to us over the last 60, 70 years here or more has resulted from one guy in one job who decided to raise interest rates. Now, it's interesting that Mitt Romney, of course, being endorsed by Glenn Beck, his fellow Mormon. Glenn Beck, as you've, if you've heard him, he's the third most listened to talk show guy in the nation, and he's got a show now on Headline News on CNN network there. And he is urging higher interest rates, and he thinks, I guess, that Mitt Romney will raise interest rates or do something to do it when he gets into office. Well, the reason we got this housing crisis right now is because the Fed raised interest rates from 1% to 5.25% in about a year and a half. That's the fastest, sharpest increase in interest rates in the nation's history. Well, of course the people on adjustable rate mortgages got hurt by that. Of course people are losing their homes. Of course we got record bankruptcies and foreclosures. That's exactly what you would expect if you did that.
Yeah, and we'll be back in a minute. We'll pick it up right there and talk about it further. Bill Brombaugh, Olaf Hagee, bringing you the product news here on Republic Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, friends, Olaf and I are back. Olaf, did you want to repeat what you were finishing up there? I'm sorry, I kind of cut in on you.
Yeah, well, I just want to emphasize that the reason people are being foreclosed on, the reason, and of course Bush is doing nothing about the people who are being foreclosed. He's trying to help those who have managed to pay their high interest rates, in other words, the rich, but he's not doing anything for the rich who can't afford to pay their mortgages, which is an interesting question. I know of people who have a good income. They make over six figures, you know, over $100,000 a year between the husband and the wife, and they can't make their mortgage payments, and they're losing their homes. And the problem is that it was the Fed that jacked up the interest rates so fast and drove up mortgage rates for adjustable mortgages so fast that people simply could never have anticipated it. We have never in our lifetime seen the federal rates, the interest rates, go up from as low as 1% to over 5% in less than 2 years. The Federal Reserve just jacked up these rates dramatically, and the first jump was up a quarter of a point, which is a 25% increase in the cost of money. I mean, that it just did one jump when they started. And then they kept going up a quarter point, almost every single month until they had raised it from 1% to 5.25%. Now, it didn't affect the economy as much as it might have because the economy was growing so fast you know, we were recovering from the Clinton recession. The economy was growing so fast that the interest rates were not as high as the real growth rate. And as long as that happens, it doesn't slow the economy very much. But once the real long-term growth rate of the economy is about 3.5% to maybe 4%, depending on what you're looking at here in terms of time frame. And so at 5.25%, they started to slow things down. And now, of course, the economy is growing a lot slower than the interest rate. And so they had to cut it dramatically and very quickly to try to keep from having a recession during an election year, which is something that the incumbent administration always frowns upon. But the Fed started all of this back in the fall of 1999 when there was an oil delivery strike over in Europe, which caused some speculators to bid up the price of oil to, what was it, $30 a barrel?
Oh, yeah, no kidding. It's like
gosh, what a high price that was, yeah. And the Fed panicked and started raising interest rates. Alan Greenspan pushed them up from about 3.5% to 6.5% by May of 2000, when Clinton was still in office. And at that point, industrial production started to fall. And we started to see bankruptcies by the end of the year while Clinton was still in office. And we were headed deep into the recession there before Bush ever became president. A little point that the Democrats don't like to talk about, especially since the husband of the leading Democrat candidate was the guy in charge while this was going on. And he was balancing the budget and not cutting taxes, which was adding more fuel to the recessionary fires. So you had high interest rates, you had higher oil prices, and you had a balanced federal budget that was taking money out of the economy, in effect. The result was, of course, when you have everything against you like that, that the economy started sliding downhill. And if you recall, Alan Greenspan finally woke up, cut interest rates down from 6.5% to 1%, and started worrying about the D word, meaning deflation, which is econo-speak for a depression. And, of course, if the U.S. goes into depression, just like in the 1930s, the whole world ends up in a depression. After all, if we're not buying anything, the Chinese aren't making anything. And if the Chinese aren't making anything, they go into depression. And when they get depressed, they invade Taiwan. So, you know, that would have been a real mess. We came really close here to having the whole house of cards collapse because the Fed raised interest rates. And when they kept interest rates down at 1% for such a long period of time, I think it was for over 2 years there, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, and then what happened? Well, all these people got adjustable rate mortgages. They never anticipated that the Fed would turn around and raise interest rates up over 5%, almost literally overnight, you know, in a little over a year. They never anticipated that. It had never happened in history. And I'm sure that their lenders told them, oh, don't worry, interest rates have never gone up that much that quickly. You don't have to worry. The Fed would never be so irresponsible. Really? Well, yes, they would be. And they have been. And this isn't the first time. They caused the depression back in the 1930s. They caused the banking collapse, the stock market crash. And they're now trying to screw things up again here, because they're a private banking system, a profit-making banking system that is in the business of making money. The higher the interest rates are, the more money they make. And that's what people have got to understand. If you put somebody in the White House who's sympathetic to that, we would be in a lot of economic trouble. The
I'm
real
sure
reason
Bush
to vote
was
against
definitely sympathetic
Romney,
towards that.
Not so much that he's trying to conceal what he really believes about religion and about the nature of God. The real reason to be concerned about him is that he may, in fact, be encouraging higher interest rates when he gets into the White House, and that would be very, very dangerous.
Yeah, I think everybody has to admit Bush seems very sympathetic towards that raise.
He hasn't really protested an awful lot here.
No, he hasn't.
I was surprised when he appointed a guy who continued to raise interest rates as soon as Greenspan was out of there. He even extended Greenspan so that he could continue to raise interest rates for a little while longer. I'm sure there was some sort of payoff behind the scenes here for Greenspan doing what Bush wanted when Bush first came into office. But obviously, whoever the next president is going to be is going to inherit a mess here created by the Federal Reserve. It's not irresponsible borrowers. These are not the people who should be blamed. They were sold an adjustable rate mortgage, which they could afford at the time. The rules of the game were changed by the Federal Reserve, and they were changed in a way that is unprecedented in American history. The Federal Reserve banking system should bear some of the punishment here for this mismanagement, as well as Bush for, you know, appointing people who are willing to do this to us.
It's like it seems Bush's list of friends seems to have narrowed greatly, at least publicly. Everybody is abandoning their posts in his cabinet. Have you noticed that?
Well, that always happens at the end of an administration. People want to take this opportunity to take whatever offers are on the table, especially while the administration is still in power. You get to lobby the administration while it's still there if you leave early and join some law firm or whatever. So there is a big advantage to doing it while there's still a year or two left in the administration. So that's not uncommon, aside from the fact, of course, that being like Donald Rumsfeld's position, that's a killing job, especially when you're a real detailed nut like Rumsfeld was, and you're trying to micromanage the Pentagon. That's a killing job, and it's very stressful, and I can understand why these guys don't last very long in these positions. Well, let's go into the energy issue, because it's sort of related here to the economic one. We were talking last week about the ethanol question. And, of course, Congress has passed now a bill that the president is vowing to veto on energy, which is contains in it some more subsidy and encouragement for ethanol. And yet this is one of the things that's hurting our economy. You know, between the Federal Reserve Board and the ethanol issue, if you take away those two problems, we would be in prosperity. Nobody would be, well, I shouldn't say nobody, but most people wouldn't be getting foreclosed or getting foreclosed today. And, you know, things would be looking really good. And
this little town up here, we
have a chance of winning next year.
This little town
but,
I live in.
Unfortunately, that's not the way the thing's set up. The ethanol issue is especially important because when you take ethanol from corn, you're looking at something that we used to export quite readily to the rest of the world as a food crop, and now what we do is we turn it into a fuel, ethanol, the corn, so that it can be used in our cars to substitute for, what is it now, 10% or something of the gasoline on average. And the problem with that is, of course, it screws up the refineries. The refineries don't work the way they should. They start breaking down. And so we're right on the margin in terms of refining capacity because the environmentalists won't let us build any new refineries. So now when we break down the refineries, thanks to the ethanol that the environmentalists push into our gasoline, we end up having to import gasoline, which is much more expensive per gallon than crude oil is. So we now have imported gasoline in 2007 for the first time in our history in a significant degree, all because of ethanol. And ethanol has raised the price of gasoline by 60 cents a gallon right off the top of the deck in terms of sheer cost. And then indirectly, as it drove up prices and created these shortages and other problems, it drove up the speculated price of crude oil in the commodity market. And so the crude oil got up as high as $100 a barrel in overnight trading a few weeks ago. Of course, it's been down around 86, 88 this past week, which is not hard to explain. The speculators puffed it up, and once they got to 100, they made their goal, they made their profit, they got out. Now they're just a bunch of suckers left in there wondering what happened, and of course the price is falling. We'll see if the speculators come back in now that it's dropped down into the 80s. Maybe they'll get interested in trying to play it a little bit more. But with the crude oil prices puffed up, partly as a result of ethanol, with the exports of corn down, our balance of trade is hurt dramatically. We're not getting the benefit of the surplus from the trade exports of grain like we used to, since we're turning it into ethanol. And we're having to pay higher prices for crude oil that we're importing and for gasoline now, which you shouldn't be importing at all. And as a result, the dollar is falling. And as the dollar falls, the Fed was trying to keep interest rates high because they wanted to attract foreign investment to the U.S. and to prop up the dollar. So one of the ways you do that is having high interest rates so that people would put their money into the Federal Reserve banks and other banks in our system at high interest rate on certificates of deposit. See how this game works here? All going back to ethanol, which Bush signed, remember, and the Republicans, a lot of them supported, not all, thank God, but a lot of them did, and the Democrats are all excited about. Nancy Pelosi is touting her new ethanol proposal. She must be absolutely locked in a closet somewhere with no radio or TV or magazines or anything. She has no idea that ethanol is destroying the country, and she just doesn't seem to care, I guess. I don't know. But the ethanol issue is extraordinarily important. It's just absolutely crucial to understand. It's driving up food prices. They're saying, oh, yeah, the waste material can be fed to cattle. Yeah, instead of people overseas who used to buy this grain from us and eat it, human beings aren't getting it. Now our cattle and our SUVs are eating it. Not a good idea. And I pointed out last week that there are more efficient biofuels out there. Hemp, of course, one they don't want to use, is 20 times more productive per acre than corn is, and can be grown on more marginal land. We shouldn't be growing any fuel crops on any land we use to grow food crops. That's stupid. You know, we need to export the grain to the world and to also to keep our own food prices within some kind of range of normalcy here in this country. And we can't do that when we're turning our food crops into fuel. It's very inefficient, very wasteful. 94% of what you put into the tank is wasted. When you fill up your car, 94% of it is waste heat by the time it's done. Only 6% is moving you down the road. Internal combustion engine, incredibly inefficient. We need to promote hybrids. We need to regulate crude oil futures. It's the only part of the commodity market that's totally unregulated. It's a wild west out there. That's why they can drive up prices to highly inflated levels for no good reason. It's just speculators out there. And we need to regulate the commodity market for crude oil the way any other commodity, sugar, coffee, soybeans, is regulated. This is very highly irregular. There are bills in Congress introduced by Republicans, and I don't know if the Democrats are co-sponsoring them, to try to regulate the crude oil market. We need to do that so that this can't be manipulated like this anymore.
Absolutely. Folks, any of you remember 29 cents a gallon for gasoline? Because that's when I started driving. 29 cents a gallon. That was it. That I was going to college at the time. And I was sitting there thinking, what happens if the price goes up? Well, it's like I'm afraid of, we found out.
Yeah, I remember 29 cents a gallon. And I'll tell you something. I remember when crude oil prices in this country were like $1.37 or something, or $1.73 for, there's my dyslexia kicking in, for crude oil produced in the U.S. And back that was back in the days when we had a little bit of subsidy for the oil industry domestically, kept crude oil prices down here. But they got rid of that. They had a plan, folks, back in 1974 in February. The oil industry met in London, and they planned to raise oil prices and to reduce the standard of living of the West. They said that. Those are their words back in February of 1974, and they planned all of this in advance. This is not something that just sort of snuck up on them. They planned it. They intended this. They're the ones who bid up oil prices in the markets at first, back in the 1970s. They tripled oil prices in the Rotterdam bidding markets when the tankers would come into the Rotterdam refineries over in Europe, in the Netherlands, and they bid up the prices there from $4.15 a barrel to $11.65. They did that, and they knew perfectly well what the consequences were going to be to the economy and your standard of living. They have been planning this all along. They've been doing this for years. This is nothing new, and I wouldn't be surprised to find out that the oil industries themselves speculate in the commodity market to try to artificially drive up the crude oil prices and then claim, oh, gee, this is something that's happened to us. We got nothing to do with it. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that they're out there meddling in that market.
Absolutely. You know, I remember years ago when these things started going up, it's like the MTB gasoline in California, which was never solved. It was never properly solved and resolved. I was one of the main pushers and fighters in that. I finally threw the towel in because they had kind of pulled it back. But the fact is they poisoned the water so badly. It was horrible. It's like, and we haven't even dealt with any of those issues, the pollution issues, because the fact is with ethanol and stuff, pollution is a major factor. It really is.
Yeah, there's some toxic chemicals, and MBTE is another one. And the Environmental Protection Agency, of all people, is requiring that the oil refineries put MBTE in the gasoline, and it causes cancer. What are they thinking?
I don't think they're thinking positive, good, happy thoughts about the U.S. Listen, this is Olaf Hagee is my guest. My name is Bill Brumbaugh. My email is bill@proactivenews.com. My website is proactivenews.com. We'll be back right after this. Come on.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, friends, again, if you want to join my email list, real easy, just send an email, subscribe to bill@proactivenews.com, bill@proactivenews.com. My website is proactivenews.com, and all off yours is thetimequest.com.
Right. Don't forget the part, T-H-E-T-I-M-E-Q-U-E-S-T, all one word, thetimequest.com.
Well, please note the emphasis I'm putting on the word the.
Well, anyway, it is important because a lot of people forget, even people who've known me for years say, gee, I couldn't find your website. And I said, did you type in the? And they say, oh, yeah. Yeah, very important.
Well, anyways, we had talked about what we were going to after the break. I think it's important. Go ahead, Olaf.
Yeah, the energy issue is absolutely crucial. We have got to deal with these things. There's a lot of things we could do. I'm going to talk about some of the things we could do to fix the problem as we go into the second hour. There's a whole bunch of solutions that we could have. I started to mention these. The first, obviously, to regulate the crude oil market. The second is hybrid vehicles are a big step in the right direction. They double or triple the efficiency of the vehicles. You know, they've raised diesel prices for the first time in our history now. Diesel is substantially higher than gasoline, which is very interesting.
Well, it's killing the trucking industry. It really is. The independent truckers cannot afford those prices.
Well, of course, that will raise the price of food and everything that's shipped by truck. Obviously, we're getting squeezed here in a number of different ways. And look, there's only five major oil companies. There used to be seven. They're actually allowing these gigantic monopolies to merge with each other.
Well, I thought that was illegal.
Well, it would be there was somebody in the government who wanted to enforce the antitrust laws. Apparently, only if you're a Democrat like Bill Gates do you get regulated like that. But, you know, they did pursue a couple of Democrats early on, but they don't seem to go after you if they think of you as a Republican, I guess.
Mm.
Very strange. You know, we ought to have independent regulation of industries like this. It shouldn't be something where those guys who contribute to the politicians can somehow or other avoid getting regulated. You see what I'm talking about here? Doesn't that really mean it's a bribe? Is that what we used to call a bribe in this country?
Well, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're right on that.
Why is it that you see that some industries just don't get regulated under certain administrations where those industries were heavy contributors to those politicians? That's the kind of thing that bothers me. I think we ought to have some kind of independent, politician-free regulation of industry and groups like that. I don't see that that should be something that should be subject to who can contribute the most to your campaign. Of course, Bill Clinton was a past master at that art, and remains to be seen what's going to happen next as far as that's concerned. I've been curious. Now, Bill Clinton, he never got over 50% of the vote, so how in the world can Hillary, who has such high negatives, do as well as he did, unless there's a third-party candidate like Ross Perot was, you know? Doesn't Hillary Clinton need a third-party candidate to get elected? And doesn't that mean that the Republicans have to nominate either Giuliani or Mitt Romney or somebody that alienates enough of the Republicans to force a third-party candidate into the race?
Good point, good point. Well, we'll be back to top the hour, folks. Bill Brombaugh, Olaf Hagee, bringing you the proactive news here on Republic Radio.
With recent internet